Well, this is a very sad day for Giorgio because his big, strong leader has passed away.
Everybody knows it's the guy you talk about all the time.
At the age of 83.
Not mine.
Charles Manson has passed on into hell now.
This is your guy.
He died in Kern County, California yesterday. 83 years of age. He'd been behind bars for almost all of his life, and they say he died of natural causes. He was convicted of 9 murders in all, and 7 of those were the Tate-LaBianca murders. Even though, of those 7, he didn't kill any of them. Did you know that? That's an interesting fun fact. He was just the guy who ordered others to kill, so he was convicted of murder, too. And the most famous of his victims, of course, was Sharon Tate, who was then married to director Roman Polanski. And she was 8.5 months pregnant when she was killed in August of 1969. And if you've never read the book Helter Skelter about the Manson family and about those murders, you really should. It's written by Vincent Bugliosi, who was the prosecutor in that case. And that's where Vincent Bugliosi became famous for prosecuting Manson. And it was actually a very hard case for him to win because he had to go into court and convince the people there that this murder was done by these group of people. You need to convict the guy who did not do any of the murders, but he ordered it and he has mind control over them. And even if he didn't tell them to actually murder them, he wanted them to. And so they were following his sometimes tacit orders to kill people, and it was because of a race war named Helter Skelter. And I know that's also the name of a Beatles song. I don't want you to get too confused by that, but I mean, it was a sprawling, confusing story that was the motivation behind this and the characters behind this. There were so many people there with the Manson family and what was the Manson family. And so, but Vincent Bugliosi gets the convictions. And of course, he becomes famous, and Charles Manson becomes the most famous guy to interview in prison because he gave such crazy interviews. And we all remember the famous Tom Snyder interview with Charles Manson, which Tom Snyder annoyed the heck out of me during
that.
He
was so great.
No, he was trying to play tough guy to Charles Manson, and you don't need to do that. Let Charles be Charles. And you don't need to show the audience how tough you are on Charles.
He was serving up a color teeny.
That's the stupidest television phrase of all time.
And we always wondered, why did they do so many interviews? Why was that so easy? And why was he so accessible? This guy,
I don't know. It seemed like there for a while in the 80s, he was just doing interview after interview.
National and some of those local California stations would interview him.
Then all of a sudden he stopped doing interviews.
He was America's most famous prisoner, wasn't he?
Yeah, I guess.
Yes. He granted more interviews than anybody else.
Maybe OJ when he was locked up in Nevada, but I think over the past, in our lifetime certainly, he's been America's most famous prisoner.
Why wasn't OJ interviewed a lot?
I think he refused.
Unavailable?
But yet Charles, I guess, liked being interviewed because he could go off on his wild rants and he was... And you see, when you see Charles interviewed, you can see how if he turns his charm and seductive talk towards wayward teens, he suckers them in. Mm-hmm. And that's how he was able to build his Manson family. And the Manson family was a lot of times it was girls from fairly well-off middle-class backgrounds who had fallen into the hippie movement, and Charles was this smooth-talking guy who made them feel loved, and they joined his Manson family. And the ratio of men to women in the Manson family is unbelievable. I mean, it's like 10 women for every one guy.
How many total did they have in the family at its peak?
I think it was up to, 30, 50.
Wow.
Somewhere in there.
I never knew it was that many.
Yeah, a lot. And did you know that Manson was also a songwriter? And he was a songwriter before he was Charles Manson, the killer. And he had befriended the Beach Boys. As a matter of fact, he lived with Dennis Wilson for a while. And the Beach Boys recorded one of his songs.
Pitched a song to him, yeah.
Here's a...
There's a time
here's
for
Charles.
Living. The time keeps... keeps on flying. Think you're loving, baby, and all you're doing is crying. Can you feel? Ah, those feelings real. Look at your game, girl.
He's not bad. No. He actually has a decent voice.
Decent voice.
He didn't say still ski on the weekend. So that's a little Charles Manson singing there. No! You know what his original name was?
That's not his real name?
Not at first. His first name was No Name Maddox. Born November 12, 1934, to a 16-year-old unwed mother in Cincinnati named Kathleen Maddox. She didn't even have a name for him.
Wow.
She was has often been described as a prostitute. She was a heavy drinker, lived on the margins of society with a series of men, and Manson never knew who his biological father was. His mother briefly married another guy named William Manson and gave her son the name Charles Manson based on that guy that she married. And she would disappear for long periods of time. When she was five, she was sent to prison for robbing a gas station, and he bounced around among relatives in Ohio, West Virginia, and Kentucky at the age of five. She's paroled when he's eight, takes him back in, but only kept him for a few years. From the age of 12 on, he was in a string of reform schools, and at one of those schools, he held a razor to a boy's throat and rapeed him.
Gosh.
Merry Christmas there.
Did you ever see the wedding picture from Charles and Rosalie, his wife?
Yeah, he was married twice. Both, surprisingly, ended in divorce.
He was 20, she was 15. Doesn't he look like the normal American kid right there?
Yeah, it does.
She was 15?
Yeah.
What up, George?
Roy Moore just perked up.
Okay. Then he would escape these reform schools. He would commit burglaries, auto theft, armed robbery. And he was finally paroled at 19 from reform schools. And then he started doing crime as an adult. I mean, the guy really only had like, I don't know the number exactly, but it's like 8 years of his 83 years was spent out of prison.
Wow.
Or reform school or institutions. When he was a baby, his mother once traded him for a pitcher of beer, and his uncle had to go and get him back from the waitress that had wanted a baby and given a pitcher of beer so she could have the baby.
Wow.
And no chance.
No chance. Anyway, he's dead at the age of 83. Now we have another person who has passed away. I'll play you a little bit of this guy.
Once again, here's Mel Tillis to sing some of his most memorable songs.
I know this one's going to hit Craig hard. Yep.
Very sad.
Mel Tillis got sick and passed away at the age of 85.
The great Mel Tillis. Coca-Cola Cowboy.
Is that what he was known as?
It was one of his big songs.
Oh.
Stutterer.
No.
Well,
I prefer to remember him for his music, Craig.
Yet he could sing beautifully.
Well, that's the thing. There's something about singing that's so magical that it strips you of stutters and British accents.
Yeah.
What's with that?
He sired Pam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was her father. Yes.
That's a better way to put it.
Did you see how many albums he put out?
60.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Wow. 60 albums. And you know, this is, he's one of the, that whole generation is basically dead now.
Yeah.
Bobby Bear, I believe, is still alive. But all the rest of them, Waylon and all those guys are gone.
Haggard.
Yeah.
What a great voice.
Yeah, passes away.
Great loss.
And I remember he was, and he would go on shows and stutter, and people would laugh at him openly, and he would make fun of it. And
what was the commercial he did? Was it Whataburger that he did and stuttered in the commercial? And But then he started singing at the end, and everything was fine.
Was it not kind of cruelty, though? I mean...
No, he embraced it.
Well, he had no choice to, but
he told me once, he said, Junes, I embrace this.
He never talked to you, ever.
And now we have one other notable musical death. I don't know if you guys know about this one, but listen to this on AM radio.
I did see this.
That's a good groove.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Maybe the greatest ever.
Can't help it. Get your head bobbing.
Yeah.
<this. laughs> And that's the devil himself singing there. Malcolm Young of AC/DC has passed away at the age of 64. Now, his brother, Angus Young, was the one who dressed like a schoolboy and strutted around stage, and
great
Malcolm was a little bit more reserved. He was the other brother who played guitar, but wrote a lot of the songs that the band played, and he had announced a couple years ago that he was suffering from dementia.
Man.
And he is now dead at the age of 64. So that's a loss.
What did he die of?
I don't know. I don't know what it didn't say here what he died of, but I know he had. Can you die of dementia? I guess you can.
Yes, but 64.
Yeah.
Huh. I'm going to look into that.
Pretty young. Some,
I smell a rat.
What's your favorite AC/DC song?
This.
Maybe this one.
Really?
Yep.
What was the other one that was on this album that was big?
One of those nights when you turn down the lights and everything comes into view. What was that one?
What's.
Highway to Hell?
No, no, no. It's off the same album.
Hell's Bells?
No. Keep going.
For those about to rock?
No. Keep going.
Balls to the Wall? Look at your game, girl?
No, that's the Charles Manson song
okay,
that we just played.
On this album, you had Hell's Bells, Shoot to Thrill.
Shoot to Thrill's pretty good.
It's a great song.
What Do You Do for Money, Honey?
No, this is the one I'm thinking of right here. Here we go.
You Shook Me All Night Long?
There you go.
Oh, okay. It's a great riff, too.
Yeah. It's another one that makes your head start bobbing when it kicks in.
It's a great song.
Look at us! Yeah! Yeah! Yeah, kick ass! Chair.
Too much cowbell.
And there is anthropomorphized throat cancer singing. I was maybe so nervous when he sang. All right, so Malcolm Young, also dead, the age of 64.
All right, birthdays?
And we also want to make mention that David Cassidy, close to death.
Oh, yes. That's big
Hang
news.
In there.
He's in
close
the ICU, isn't he?
He is. Mm. Multiple organ failure. He is 67 years of age. David Cassidy of the Partridge Family. And boy, he's lived a hard life. He's battled the alcohol. And he also announced earlier this year, I believe, that he had dementia.
I know you and I are always at odds over the Cassidy brothers. I like David, you like Sean.
Well, Sean was the talented one.
I thought David was pretty talented himself.
Yeah.
Better TV career.
I see you telling that.
Just based on the Partridge Family.
I don't know. Hardy
Touch
Boys.
Too much.
What?
Touch Too Much. That was my favorite AC/DC song off Highway to Hell.
We've moved on.
I haven't. It was important to me to find that song.
So, prayers with David Cassidy. Cassidy? Is it Cassidy?
Cassidy.
Dick Smothers is 79.
You did what this weekend?
Man. The whistle blew like 3 seconds ago. You want to be that late on a hit?
Oh, I don't care.
All right.
Broadcast journalist Judy Woodruff is 71. Musician Joe Walsh turns 70 today.
Greatness.
Bo Derek. He is 61 years of age.
She was a 10.
Her day. Still, actually.
Rapper Mike D of the Beastie Boys is 51.
Mm-hmm. Mike Ducey, that's what he goes by. His rap career.
Calling that.
Mike D.
Country singer Dierks Bentley. Confusing.
Maverick,
42.
Maverick great.
bassist Jared Folliwell of Kings of Leon.
Don't have a problem with it.
31. Zach Martin turns 27 today.
Okay.
And Don January is 88.
Oh, the great Don January. Four straight national championships.
Bones.
Yeah.
Mark Gordo, thank you. That's Muse